Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why are you not a certified fan? Explain yourself. Why don't you support me? This whole clip is going to be just a guilt trip of why don't you support your podcast, you jerk. Now, welcome to your More Mama's Boy preview clip of the week. In case you don't know, we have a fan-supported show every Thursday called More Mama's Boy. And it's actually this episode is really long. It's about an hour today of just a whole other episode of Certified Mama's Boy where you kind of get into the more nitty-gritty of things. And it's a little more loose, but it's fun. If you've never come over and checked out our episode, hopefully you'll become a certified fan and do such. A certified fan is someone that contributes $6 a month to the podcast. And you get a whole bonus episode and you get the certified fans page. So please consider supporting your show. On today's episode, we get into the nitty-gritty of the court case for my assault. I'm pretty sure my physical therapist quit me today. My mom gives us an honest look of how things are really going in the house with the triplets now that we're not doing the show publicly. Plus, a new ask my mom with, if your kid asked you to do a drive-by, would you?
Dear Mama Nancy, so my daughter, who is 14, is going through a tough breakup and is really devastated. To make a long story short, she had a crush on him forever, and they started dating, quote unquote, last year. So this is her first real heartbreak. What makes it worse is that she thinks it's because he's been dating one of her best friends, which would be really messed up because this girl has been a friend of not only my daughter, but our family for years. I love her so much and would do anything for her, so I'm trying to help her as much as possible. I'd say at least 3 times a week for the last few weeks. She's asked me to drive by his house to see if we can catch her friend over there. She's too young to drive, so she asked me. I did it the first few times. We didn't see her over there, so nothing really happens. It's just sad. My question is, how long should I be doing this for? Should I tell her to start trying to get over it? I've never gone through a breakup with her, so I don't know what the process is. Wow, you know, now that's so funny because when I read that, I started thinking about if that were my granddaughter Rollins, what would I say to her?
Even like Maggie, though. I mean, those teenagers are so weird. They're such a weird time, right? Like,
it is. Oh my gosh, it's so hard. And especially those first breakups. Oh,
yeah.
They're
it's tough
hard.
Stuff, right?
They're hard stuff. And I think we all remember them, right?
Yeah.
For me, I think I would definitely make this a teachable moment about how to take care of yourself in a breakup. Meaning, what purpose does it serve to drive by the house to see if it's there?
I'd be driving by. I'm going to tell you what, I'd be driving my kid by. I'd be honking. I say, come out. Come out, bitch. I know you're in there.
I mean, what purpose does that really serve? I think I would be more inclined, if it were me, to just tell her that these things happen because this is going to happen many times in her life, not just this first time. First times are always hard. But when these things happen, we have to regroup, pull ourselves up, and get back out there. And I think that's what I would be encouraging her to do, is to just move forward and, not be stalking. not be stalking his house and doing, doing things like that. I just wouldn't do that.
For some reason, I didn't even think about this, about like parental drive-bys. You know what I mean? Like,
if you had asked me to do that for you, I would have been like, what? No.
I mean, but like some of y'all, and some of y'all be like me, and some of y'all be petty, and some of y'all want to find out the truth, right? Because especially if this girl's like friends of the family.
Right.
Like, if this girl's friends of the family, you're for sure going to like, I don't want this girl being a hussy. you know, walking into my house being all, oh, hey, well, Mr. Yancey, how are you doing?
I don't know how you'll find that out.
Well, you got to do a drive-by.
It'll come out sooner or later, but I wouldn't be stalking them.
Yeah, you got to be driving by, man. Like, I'm not. But it's just so crazy, like, to think about. I mean, and I've told this story before. I don't know if I've told it on Mama's Boy before, but, you know, shortly after the first woman that I dated outside of my marriage, right? I was just, in hindsight, so cuckoo about this whole situation. And we were both going through a divorce. So it was just messy. Like, nobody, and I will always remind you, please don't fall in love with the first person that you meet outside your marriage, because, like, you just, I know they're going to seem like they're the one. And she, listen, lovely woman. I have nothing bad to say about her. Because I realize in hindsight, I used to think she was crazy. Then I realized, wait, I may actually be the crazy one. Then I think, I kind of, like, looked even deeper, and I'm like, man, I think we're really just, God, I've done, like, a lot of work on myself. This sounds way too mature. We were just flailing, trying to figure it out post-divorce, right? There's so many feelings that, like, and insecurities and, ugh. So I think I've told this story in the podcast. Like, one day she wasn't answering her phone, and she, at the time, to make this even worse, only to play, like, it's just so funny now. I would never date somebody like this now, not because of her specifically, because of her situation. Like, she was still married, right? Like, she was separated, but she was still living at home. And y'all know me, I'm a jealous person. So it was just like a terrible, like, it just messed with me so much, because, like, I'm like, you know, I was already, like, lonely, and, like, I felt like she's my only person. And I felt like I had to, like, you know, fight almost to, like, you know, it was completely unhealthy. And so I feel like, so what I did was, when she didn't answer one day, I literally, because I felt like a drive-by was too much. So I literally got in an Uber and had the Uber drive by. I made the Uber driver do a drive-by. And I literally was like straight up with it. I'm like, hey, listen, here's the deal. I drove like maybe 5 minutes away from her house and parked and called an Uber. And I was like, hey, listen, I know this is going to sound crazy. Here's what I need you to do. I just need you to drive by this address and, like, just slow down a little bit, because I want to see if her car was, you know, at her husband's house or whatever. And she wasn't, by the way. She was actually exactly where she said she was going to be, and I was being crazy. Hey, listen, I don't know. You get a lot of answers when you drive by. That's all I'm going to say. It's like, you get a lot of answers that, like, you can't get otherwise. And, like, do you really want? Because here, let's play this out as truth. Okay, let's say that your boyfriend broke up, and this is a family friend. Do you really want this girl, like, in your family circle anymore? I mean, you gotta think about.
No, and she probably will not want to be either. I mean, I would definitely tell her that. I would tell not the mom, but because the girl's 14, she can fend for herself. But, you know, she could tell her friend, hey, we're not friends anymore, and, you know, that was terrible what happened, and, you know, whatever.
So I don't know. Has anybody done this before? And you can always give us your two cents, because we'd love to hear it. Like, I don't think you need to go multiple times a week, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world if, like, every now and then y'all just drive by, if you're going, you know, the grocery store or something, you just want to swing by and see if she's over there, because I think that would give you some clarity for everybody's sake. You know, I get a little.
Well, she can't drive. How is she going to know she's there? Is she looking? No, you gotta see if
there's a bicycle. I don't know. You gotta look for something.
A bicycle there.
Yeah, you gotta look for if mom's car's pulling up. Like,
oh, 14 is so young. Oh,
and then you gotta fight. If the other mom's there, you gotta fight. You gotta fight the mom, and that's the only real thing that can make this right. And that is your More Mama's Boy preview clip of the week. I hope you'll really strongly consider supporting Certified Mama's Boy. It's a $6 a month contribution, and you'll get a whole new episode of More Mama's Boy every single Thursday. Just go in the show notes of this podcast. You can unlock this episode and all the other More Mama's Boy episodes, and just know you're doing a good deed, and you make me feel good and warm. So thank you for doing that.